Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is January 18th, 2015, and according to the article in the paper this morning, we're all dead.
Yeah. Does that make us zombies this morning?
Yep, it's over.
The Walking Dead.
We're dead.
We're here.
We're dead.
We're not here.
It's like Dr. Smith. We're doomed. We're doomed. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have my beautiful bride, Linda, in the studio, who's not going to even talk into the mic. Good morning. Anyway, we are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me. Excuse me. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Tea Party, the non-existent Tea Party that's all dead, meets every Monday night. And nobody shows up. It's all ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's nobody there.
We're doomed.
That's unbelievable.
Anyway, you can go to...
Don't let those bodies and faces,
you can go
fool
to,
you.
You can go... Yeah, don't let all those people that keep working hard at getting this stuff done and, oh, yeah, we're dead, only how come the Senate turned over in the fall? What was that all about? I mean, we're going to go into this. Anyway, the Tea Party meets every Monday night, 2570 South Bonneville at Destiny Fellowship. And contrary to all reports, we are still alive.
And we'll be there this Monday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, because you can't kill the Tea Party. And we'll go into why. State of Jefferson was just on, Jefferson State of Mind. They're on every Sunday an hour.
Yeah.
Smack. Oh, boy. Okay, so I can see what kind of a day it's going to be.
Yep. Yeah, know it.
Anyway, you can go to the Shasta Lantern. I would highly suggest I posted some great articles in the Shasta Lantern this last couple of days on, you know, the non-existent problem that, we're going to address. And I have a quote. It's, "That which is obtained too easily is esteemed too lightly." Thomas Paine.
That's a very true statement.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that kind of goes...
If it's for free, it doesn't work.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
And people just don't get involved enough if it's free.
Freedom isn't free, unfortunately. And we haven't paid the price here yet, but we're getting to the point where it's coming, you know, and despite all the people that, say that there's no problem out there, we're in recovery, you know something? You know, you got to face a problem before you can solve it. You have to actually deal and admit that there's a problem. It's kind of like sending James Taylor over to sing, "You Got a Friend."
You think there was a problem with that just a little bit?
I'm sure the mullahs were listening intently,
yes,
knowing that James is their friend. And from now on, there'll be no beheading or removal of the heads.
Yeah, that will make all the difference in the world.
It's true because
you're
a good guy and I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
And together... we make good guys. Really? What is that, Stuart Smalley over there? They should have brought Stuart Smalley over there.
Probably been better.
Al Franken could have done I love the song. I seen fire, I seen rain, You got a friend and life is great, except that they probably aren't listening over there at ISIS.
Imagine that.
Just saying. Okay. So, you need to come back to reality.
Yes.
Do we have Mark Barrett on the phone?
I think we do.
All right. Hey, Mark, are you there?
Oh,
we lost him. Okay.
So try it again. No, I think he's there. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, good morning. Now I can hear you. I can hear you good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you good.
Yep.
Okay. I don't typically read the Reading Searchlight because they just don't print the truth, and the editorial from front to back just doesn't interest me. But someone sent me in an email an article by someone called Rocky Slaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with
that
one?
Yeah, we saw that this morning.
I'm actually looking right at it. Rocky Slaughter, salvaging good ideas from the Tea Party's wreckage.
Yeah.
Boy.
You know, I just find it interesting that the control of the flow of information is a legitimate means these days of journalistic integrity. And I really, it just mystifies me. I know that the paper's getting pretty darn thin. In fact, when you hold it up to the light, you can almost see right through it. And I wonder if they realize that's because no one wants to read the editorial from front to back.
Because it's all BS. We need Bob to cue up our organ music here. But, the real deal is that is the Tea Party dead? And he answers his own question, yes, but we can learn from it.
Right. And this gentleman is trying to get to know his community this year. Where has he been?
The last 5 years. He's been there from the beginning, except I've never ever seen him before.
Yeah.
Well, but he comes in and out of the meetings. Yeah.
I don't even know who he is.
It also really mystifies me that the powers that be in Shasta County, or who this gentleman claims the powers that be, think that the state of Jefferson is dead on arrival, yet all the counties around them don't think so. And more counties are engaging in the process every single day. I find this line of logic to be concerning because what we would like to do is we would like to get the information out that more representation is good for communities.
Sure.
We have no representation in Northern California. It's not effective. We have 6. Lower California has the rest. I just find it mystifying that a community, anyone, I don't care what your party is, wouldn't want more representation because that's what this is about. We have a legislator who's willing to introduce the legislation. We actually have a caucus in the legislature willing to support the legislation when it goes forward. And yet there are just 1 or 2 counties that say, well, everybody's crazy but us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just asking everyone, please educate yourself. If you need more information, we're happy to give it to you. We're happy to point out the financial information. We're happy to point out how more representation would help all of us in Northern California, not just Republicans, not just Tea Party people, not independents, not Democrats, not libertarians. More representation helps everybody. In the world today, the places where people's lives work, they have more representation.
Yep.
And places where big government has invaded everything and they tell you what to think and what to do and how to breathe and how much it's going to cost you to breathe, their lives don't work as well. That's all we're saying with the state of Jefferson. And what we want to do is we want to institute a government that's responsive to the people and local decisions are made locally.
Well,
I can't imagine how that would be a bad thing.
Well, when you look at his article, he contradicts himself, basically says we're dead. But then he also says, why are we the most civilly engaged group? And first of all, we're propagating fear and belittling ideas. Well, wait a minute. We're putting out big ideas. Big ideas. Splitting the state to get representation is a big idea. Getting people prepared for economic problems, according to everybody is over that's on the left leaning side of the equation because they're listening to the propaganda from the state-run newspapers and the state-run TV. They're trying to tell us that the economically everything's fine. What do you think about that, Mark?
Well, I mean, Mark, here's the deal. The most beautiful thing about the Tea Parties, the most beautiful thing, the thing that I love the most, and I'm not a Tea Party member, but I have frequently gone to Tea Parties to hear speakers that I wanted to hear and to listen to people's programs that I was interested in or curious about. This is the best part of the Tea Party. Number one, it's your neighbors. It's your friends. It's the people across the street, the people down the road. Number two, they are groups of people who meet regularly in order to do something. And that is the beauty of the Tea Party. They are people who want to be engaged in the process and they want to do something. And anyone is welcome to show up and dispute those claims or challenge those ideas or change the ideas or participate in the group or take the group in a new direction or add new ideas to the pile of ideas that are already going. That's what the Tea Party represents. Yep.
I'll submit to you, Mark, that you are a member of the Tea Party, and I'll tell you why. You might not be a physically signed up member, but the Tea Party is not a group of people that meet in Reading or some other place as much as the Tea Party is an idea. The Tea Party is an idea about liberty, that all men are created equal with certain rights, certain inalienable rights, not civil government-given rights. It's about education. It's about action. It's about the idea that men can prosper under liberty. You know, that's what the Tea Party is.
You know, Mark, it's funny. When we go to a place and we want to educate people about the state of Jefferson, and we really don't know anyone there, and there are a lot of counties, and as we get further south, there are a lot of counties where, quite frankly, we don't know a single person when we approach that county. But one place you can go to the local Tea Party, and you know they have a place to meet. They meet regularly. They exchange ideas regularly. And that's a place where you can go and start. And then you see when you go to the Tea Party, you can see whether anyone's even interested in the idea of the state of Jefferson. And I don't think we've been to a single one where people aren't interested.
You know,
and from there, we gather people who want to change and want to do something. And oftentimes, the committee has no Tea Party members on it. Oftentimes, it has some. Frequently, it has a few. But the point is, we can always go to a town. Typically, we can go to a Tea Party because there are a group of people who want to do something, and that's where the exchange of ideas begins.
Well, you know, in order to solve a problem, Mark, you have to acknowledge that one exists. This is kind of like an alcoholic going in and saying, hey, I haven't got a drinking problem. I drink, I fall down, no problem. You know, to say that we are the purveyor of doom and gloom is ridiculous, but to say that we are acknowledging some of the serious issues that need to be dealt with is dealing with reality. These people are not focused on reality because they want to live in their little glass house.
Well, they don't want to look at the truth of anything.
Absolutely.
You have to look truth in the face in order to move forward with anything.
Whether it's economics, whether it's the representation. I mean, you know, what we have to fix is we have to go get back to the moral tenets that this founding, that this country was founded on. You cared about your neighbor. You worked hard. You didn't depend on anybody else to support you. You were self-reliant. You were industrious. It was about the small businesses creating more wealth so that everybody could prosper under liberty. And that's what needs to be getting out there. And these guys with trying to knock the Tea Party, they say they're for ideas and prosperity in the community, but their idea of prosperity and community is a government handout. Their idea.
Yeah, what are they doing in the community themselves, actually?
Yeah.
Are they engaged? Are they making a difference? Are they moving forward? What's their action plan?
And why are they even trying to revive Reading Revive? Because maybe it sounds like they're the ones that are dead. We're moving forward, and we're expanding our influence every day. So,
well,
go ahead,
it's
Mark.
It's also interesting to me that you sound like a fella in 1830 right now. You sound very much like a fella in 1830. Alex de Tocqueville, and you're pretty much saying everything he said in his book Democracy in America. And he was sent here to America after the revolution, after the greatest revolution in the world, to find out why constitutional republic works and other forms of democracy, for example, the form they had in France, doesn't work, and people suffer and die under that form of democracy that he called mob rule. Constitutional republic works because people have adequate representation that they can look in the eye and they can take their problems to and they can discuss these problems openly and honestly, even when they don't agree, and then solve those problems if solution is warranted. And that's what we're talking about for the state of Jefferson.
Well,
adequate representation that you can look in the eye to use to solve problems in your local community where the local talent, local wisdom, and the people are the most impacted, are also the most benefited from solutions of those problems.
Well, that's it. And you know, the reason that we're in the trouble that we're in is we quit following the solutions of the founders. About 1913, there was an upheaval in the monetary system, in the IRS, the taxes that were, you know, before 1913, direct taxes were illegal upon the population. Since then, we've had a slow decline. The reason that we're here is our morality's been debased, our money's been debased, and our constitution has been watered down to the point where it's almost non-existent. Those are the solutions that they don't want to hear. The solutions are going back to the Constitution, going back to liberty, going back to freedom, and back to representation at the local level.
No, I completely agree, and the time has come for 51, and I sure appreciate you taking my call.
All right.
Well, thank you for calling in, Mark. We appreciate it.
We probably better go to break. Thanks, Mark.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Want to treat me right? Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country.
Attention, all brides to be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th, from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th, from 11 to 3, at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Mark Baird, the leader of the State of Jefferson Movement. Find out why six counties have requested separation from the state of California and more on the way. How is the state of Jefferson going to live? How is it going to exist? Find out all of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, I love the rainy night. I love the rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night.
I love that song. Yeah, I love a rainy night. You can keep playing that, Bob.
What about a rainy day?
Hey, I like it all. We want to face the storm here, but we don't want to forget about the sunshine. And I think that was the good message that I got out of Rocky's letter. You know, we don't want to concentrate on the bad stuff entirely. We want to concentrate on the solutions. And I think the solutions are the state of Jefferson, are getting back to liberty, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the income tax, following the Constitution, and get back into church and start getting your morality back. Because, you know, you can't be free if your morality is so debased that you are more worried about ripping your neighbor off than you are working.
What do you mean, that we have to go back to the foundation like our founding fathers wanted? That we built it, not it given to us like the government wants to do right now?
That's like a big duh.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know. Wow, what a concept, you know?
I know. It's like, gee, but let's look at Rocky. You know, let's throw stones. Let's be negative. The Tea Party's dead. You know, I like some of his ideas in the letter. Why is he attacking us? Why doesn't he just come out with ideas in his letter to coalesce the community, to get us all working together?
Start his own group and get people together and get boots on the ground and do action.
Why is the Tea Party dead when it's not? I mean, good grief. So this is not an attack on ideals. This is not an attack on liberty. This is not a stone-throwing, mud-slinging thing. This is just all about coalescing the community around Revive, which is dead. So maybe they need to revive, you know, I took a course on that in the Army, you know, it was how to revive a dead guy. And so maybe that's what they need, but CPR.
Revive. I'll leave that one alone because,
Revive needs CPR.
Yeah. Amazing that he even goes there, and then what is he doing? Like I said earlier, what is he actually out in the community doing that? It is positive.
You know something? I'm not even going to worry about him. We're going to just move past him because it's inconsequential. It's a small-minded person that has to attack everybody to promote their ideas. And so we're not going to do that. We're not going to attack Rocky. I think he's got some good ideas. Let's just move on and get to the solutions. And the solutions are prepare. There's economic catastrophes coming. Start reading and educating yourself, getting involved with the tea parties, getting involved with the state of Jefferson.
Get involved with something. Yeah, in your local community and start making a difference on some level, we're trying to do with different things that we got going on.
I'm glad that Rocky's involved. I want him to be involved. I want him to be a part of this whole thing. But that doesn't mean that he has to throw stones at us to do it. Come on. Just do something that's some good.
Well, what does this sound like? Like what the government's doing? You know?
Yeah, I wonder
making
where
us divide? And,
yeah.
And,
it's all the politics.
So you're going to play right into their hand.
That's exactly right. Let's all fight amongst ourselves. We're all right. Everybody's a racist. I mean, the Tea Party's been dead so long, I can't even remember when it was alive because, you know, it was dead when we started it. It was dead in
2010. I didn't know you could be a racist and be dead.
Well, yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know that was you could actually do that. But I know?
I thought you had to be white to be a racist.
Uh oh.
Maybe not. Is Al Sharpton classified as a racist, or is he just a person with civil gripes? I don't know.
He's not racist.
No, he's not racist. He just
he only sees one color.
Exactly. So let's move on. Let's get to something. We beat that horse to death here. Let's get to something of value here. And, so I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Tea Party. Okay, there's an article in the Shasta Lantern, and it's new documents. Learner objected to an IRS deputy director visit to Cincinnati office during congressional inquiries into the Tea Party targeting. Yeah, we've been targeted so long, we don't even care anymore. I wonder why we're being targeted as the people who are saying, let's start following the law. Let's start following the Constitution. We want to be free. We don't want a big centralized government that tells us what to do. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's what they like to do with the truth. You know that, you know, If we weren't telling the truth, they would be leaving us alone.
So there is some documents that have come to light, and this is through Tom Fenton in Judicial Watch. So we're, we're not just, these guys are attorneys who've been getting this stuff out from the Freedom of Information Act for quite some time. So it's not us right-wing nut jobs that are saying we were targeted. It's a bunch of attorneys in Washington, D.C. that are saying we've been targeted. And there's actually a court action on this that's in a court of appeals right now that we were being targeted. And the more that comes out, the more it becomes quite evident that we were being targeted. Yeah. So, but we're dead. We're doomed. We're doomed. I'm sorry.
You gotta let it go. We're not dead. We're not the Walking Dead. We're not zombies, and we're moving on.
I just keep thinking of Dr. Smith at the Lost in Space series. You know, every time something happened, we're doomed. You know, and a danger warning.
Bill Robinson, danger.
But these new documents that have come out are emails between Lois Lerner and Joseph Grant, and showing that she was obstructing the investigation.
Now, Imagine that.
And she's already been found in contempt of Congress. So there's some interesting, I would suggest that you go to Judicial Watch and update yourself if you don't believe that anything's happening to the Tea Parties. And, you know, it's interesting that which Tea Party is dead, too?
We didn't clarify that, you know, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure which one's dead. We got the National Tea Party Patriots. You got the Tea Party. You got the Tea Party Express. You got a Tea Party in every town, in every state, in every, you know, across the country. And I'm not sure which one's focused on being dead yet. I mean, maybe we need to get a list of the dead ones so we know not to call those guys, because every time I call somebody in a Tea Party, they answer the phone.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Are our numbers shrinking? No, I think that after the economic downturn that's still coming. Oh, by the way, the stock market fell, I don't know, 600-700 points this last week. The volatility, it's going up and down like a pinball machine. The fact that Swiss Bank unpegged themselves from the euro, and there's bank runs in Greece on all the major banks. And in Venezuela, the grocery stores are under military protection right now. None of that could ever happen here, because you know something? We're okay.
Oh, yeah.
There is no problem.
Everything's good.
Now, the fact that, is that the truth? Yeah, look it up. Do some Googling. Do some searching. Greek banks. Do some searching on the Swiss franc. Look at Venezuelans, grocery stores under military protection. Did any of that make the paper? But they printed a story on people who want liberty and less government intrusion and are telling everybody that we've got a counterfeiting central bank that's causing the economy to collapse worldwide. Just like the Great Depression in 29 was a global depression. Right now we're in a global recession.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. No, we're in a global recovery. maybe we should call up the Tea Parties guys in Greece and in Europe and all these guys and ask them, hey, are you guys recovering out there? How's it going on the recovery?
How you doing?
Yeah.
How's it going for you when they are getting rid of everything that you had?
Well, the problem is that, that this is the basis of what we're talking about, is the Constitution said gold and silver was money for a reason. Oh, and it's not just some archaic relic. It doesn't matter. No, it's not counterfeitable. It's not counterfeitable. Okay? It has no counterparty risk. You can't pull it out of thin air. You can't borrow it without mining it. Okay, it takes a lot of work to get it out of the ground.
And why are so many countries starting to go back to it? I saw a report that up to 200 countries are getting ready to go back to the gold standard.
You know, isn't it funny that most of our economic woes started after 1971? That's when the deficit started skyrocketing after Nixon pulled us off the gold standard. Why? Because before that, you just couldn't counterfeit money anytime you felt like it. There had to be a little backing behind it. So when you look at this thing across the board, it's like the fact is that it's just stupid to say that there's nothing going on. Also, we're just purveyors of doom. Well, wait a minute. I'm not a purveyor of doom. I'm saying you better get a lifeboat here. What I'm saying is you better get ready, because there's a problem going on here. It's not about purveying doom. It's about using your God-given common sense.
Yeah, it's reality. And the truth, it's the reality of what's really going on there. Like I say, the report I got was 200 countries are getting ready to dump the petro and fiat dollar and go back to the gold standard.
China just bought 61 tons more gold in the first week. The first week of the year. It's only because the Chinese are crazy and they just like the little shiny metals and they make these little necklaces and they shine them up and look in the mirror at themselves because, you know, it's a, and then they just, you know, say things that we can't understand in Chinese that just means they're happy Chinese, and that's why their governments are mandating all of this gold purchases and silver purchases and metals across the world and now becoming the largest holder of gold. And they're talking about introducing a gold yuan, gold-backed yuan as a new world reserve currency to replace the petrodollar in the Middle East and with Russia and all this. Oh, it's just all hocus pocus. What do we got? What could go wrong other than bread lines in Venezuela and Greece?
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. I believe we got Matt in Reading. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank
you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. I kind of wanted to respond to some of the things I've been hearing this morning.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first, Mark, you're missing the picture of what's going on with the IRS. It's not just the IRS. Everything that's happening in our government right now is about submission.
I agree.
It's you submit to what the bureaucratic establishment says, or we destroy you. Doesn't matter what the law says anymore.
I agree. I agree with you, Matt, completely. I just haven't spoke on it as much because I'm trying to put facts out there so that people can look at facts and then make their own conclusions.
That is a fact. I mean, when was the last time, and I challenge anybody that refutes what I'm saying, to find a case where a bureaucrat actually went to prison for violating the law. Unless you're stealing from the government, You can commit as many felonies within the government as you want. It doesn't matter anymore.
How about a banker? When was the last time we saw a banker go to jail? When was the last time we saw anybody from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan go to jail for basically stealing from the government coffers through the TARP program or the bailouts or whatever? Yeah, I mean,
well, without what the bureaucratic establishment's doing, all those people would fold anyway. You know, too big to fail. They would have failed without the government
absolutely
bailing them out. But the government's propping them up because what we're facing is the merger of corporate interests and government interests against the people. I did want to respond to Rocky because I know who that is.
Uh-huh.
He's a naysayer of the Tea Party from the very beginning. If you go on the local Tea Party website, you can find his posts where he doesn't want solutions. He wants the same situation. He's an infiltrator is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And I hate to put it that way, but if you go read his post, it's pretty abundantly clear where he stands on things.
I agree with you, Matt, entirely. I mean, what we're facing is fascism, and these naysayers are always going to be there. As far as I'm concerned, they're totally inconsequential because that's all they do is try to unwind people's plans and moving forward to solve these problems and going to solutions. You know, he keeps throwing stones at the Tea Party, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, it takes a small person to just try to stop moving forward to the solution so we can get back to prosperity in our country.
Well, I wanted to add one more point, and then I'm going to get off the radio. Those that are awake to what's really happening on the opposite side, those that want all this, they don't want the people to be self-sufficient. They want you to be dependent.
Yep.
I mean, when the system collapses, who do you think these little idiots that are dependent on the government are going to run to? They're going to run to the government, solve my problems, tax me more. That's their answer, and that's why they're so desperate to attack the Tea Party. I mean, if all you have to do is read any liberal blog, if you don't support what the government's doing, you're a racist, bigoted, homophobe, terrorist. And the reason why they want to label you a terrorist is because they are truly Nazi fascists.
Well, I totally agree. I totally agree with you, Matt. Some of them don't understand or educated enough to understand what's going on, the rank and file. But yeah, I agree with you. There is definitely a concerted effort to unwind the Tea Party because they want everybody dependent on government, like you say. And you're right. The first ones that are going to feel the pain are going to be the people that are dependent on the government, all the way from the guys who are on disability and Social Security, all the way up to the people who are getting salaries and getting full benefits and retirement.
Well, I see a lot worse coming because, quite honestly, you know, the economy is, we're at the lowest job participation rate in decades, and yet, if you read propaganda papers like the Record Search site, we're experiencing an economic boom in their minds. And it's the same thing with most of our media. I mean, I listen to you guys nowadays, but I've tuned out most of the media because it's more propaganda than anything, and all you have to do is step back and look at the real picture to see it. Thank you for the time. I'm going to get off
here. All right, well, thank you for calling in, Matt. We appreciate that, and your comments have been great. With that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567. This is Community Radio for the North State.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution. Solution starts.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and all the hardworking crew would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Redding plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa Cardlock for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa Cardlock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Tens of thousands of Californians in the unemployment line. Millions of dollars extorted out of your pocket. All to pay Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband to build a high-speed rail to nowhere. Are you tired of your government lying to you so that they can steal your children's future? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their lies in its tracks. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and get into the fight now.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, February 10th.
You know, I lost a big cottonwood tree in the fire last year.
Okay. Not sure what that has to do with our dinner at that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Just saying. So don't they have great homestyle dinners and great desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, February 10th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society to help us continue to support the abused and homeless animals. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
There's a stranger in my house. Somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house. Somebody here trying to take her away from me.
Yeah. Trying to mix it up today a little bit, Bob. Cut Pink Floyd to Ronnie Millsap.
And there is a stranger in the house.
And there's a stranger in the house. Yeah, I think he's in the White House, actually. And, well, we won't go into that.
Well, I think we got strangers across the board, local level too, that we need to get rid of.
There is that. So let's see. We've got a couple of items, and we're going to have Fred Kelly Grant after the top of the hour coming in via phone. And so I wanted to hit on this. If everybody wants to look this up, this is Bloomberg. Venezuelans throng grocery stores under military protection. What I'm trying to tell you people out there is there's a contagion event coming. It's starting in Europe, and it's going to be here soon. And it's not speculation. This is not a guess. This is what's going to happen. It's just a matter of what the timing is. You know, we've talked about this for a long time, and they've pushed this off farther and farther and farther, but you can't push this off anymore. This is like having credit cards. It's trends. It's common sense. It's math. If I have a credit card and it has a $20,000 limit, and I make $40,000 a year, and I run my credit card up to the $20,000 limit and go get another $20,000 limit credit card and use that to pay off the other credit card and then run that up to the limit and then go get another credit card for $20,000 and run that up to the point where I'm, $120,000, $140,000, $160,000 in debt. At what point in time do you have a clue that you're going to file bankruptcy when you can't pay the interest on the debt anymore, and you're done? The only difference between that scenario
is they do charge you interest.
Well, and the federal government can counterfeit money,
right?
So it prolongs the process. No fiat currency has lasted much longer than 40 years. Let me think here. Nixon, 71. What year is it again?
2015.
So we're just past 40 years.
Yeah.
Interesting. And our economy is starting to unwind and fall apart. I forgot. The unemployment rate went down. The jobs in Shasta County are all coming back. The storefronts are opening up. Life is just great. So the purveyors of gloom and doom are back here saying that there's nothing you can do, right?
There's a lot you can do and get prepared.
Exactly.
If you listen and pay attention, educate yourself a little bit.
You know, it's just dumb. You know, it's just dumb. It's like saying there's a flood coming. And then not getting to higher ground. And the guys that are saying, go to higher ground, or you guys are propagandists. You're just doom and gloom. You're just negative. Let's stay down here in the river bottom where it's nice and warm and we can stick our toes in the water.
Until the big flood of water comes and gets us.
Until the water comes and it's too late to try to get to higher ground. That's what we're trying to tell you guys.
There is time to still get to the higher ground. You just got to pay attention and read the road signs so you know where to go.
But the time is getting closer and closer to where if you're not prepared and you have not prepared your family for the economic disaster that's coming, how do you, get...
Well, with this money thing now, my understanding is it's going to get to the point, and it has in other countries, that they're going to start taking your money out of your bank accounts. That, I believe... Wasn't that in Obamacare they put that, slipped that through?
No, actually, it's not in Obamacare. The start of that is what they call the bail-ins, is in the Dodd-Frank bill. I highly suggest that, I believe I posted in the Shasta Lantern, banks are not safe, your money's not safe in banks, and I know I posted it in the Sovereign Minds website, but the problem is that it's already in the Dodd-Frank bill. Now, what you're talking about is in the Cromnibus bill in November, Citibank wrote specific legislation right out of,
that they have the right to come in and take your money out of your bank account.
They can take your
bank.
And
people don't realize that. Oh, but I'm FDIC approved or insured or whatever. That's not for you guys.
Well, it doesn't matter if you got FDIC insurance. Right now, there's about $9 or $10 trillion worth of deposits in the United States. And, $9,000 billion of deposits in the United States. And right now, FDIC at last count was running about $25 billion. So I'm pretty sure that they're not going to be able to cover the whole $9,000 billion if the thing starts to tank.
And so who do you think they're chopping off at the kneecaps?
Not to mention the derivatives in the U.S. derivatives. I mean, Citibank is the derivatives are swelling in Citibank. There's an article on that yesterday. Okay. So there's not enough money, to shore up the losses that are coming from this stuff, to cover any amounts in the bank. So what they have the right to do, basically, is to freeze your accounts and take whatever
right.
they want. If that doesn't happen, maybe that doesn't happen. But here's the other scenario: is that this is why they don't like deflation, is because deflation makes the banks go under because nobody can pay their bills. Okay. That's why you're seeing the contagion in Europe, is because they can't make their payments on the treasury bonds. See, what people don't realize is when the stock market crashes, companies go out of business. When the bond market bubble crashes, countries go out of business. And you have to understand that. That's what's happening. That's why Switzerland is unpegging. That's why Greece is having problems.
Right.
The currency, they're collapsing over there because the bond bubbles are going to start popping. Now that's going to be here. So you have to understand that in order to
well, we're tied
yourself.
Into it. Yeah. It's
right.
not like we're separate and we have our own system.
So
aside from that,
well, see, the other
we're right in the middle of that.
The other scenario is, besides doing a big deflation like what's going on in the country and the world, is that you inflate. I think what the Fed will do is they'll wait till this gets dramatically rough this time because their credibility is on the line. They have no credibility left, quite frankly, because none of none of this has worked. QE 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, the no interest rate, the NIRZP program, the no zero interest rate program, you know, they rename it, they call it something else. But this next time, they're going to give us the QE. They're going to give us the heroin, okay, when the economy is really tanking to the point because they're trying to save everything and they're in panic mode right now. And so they'll just print until the cows come home worldwide and then we should hyperinflate. In either case, it's ugly.
Right.
In either case, it's ugly.
And in either case, you can do stuff to prepare yourself so it doesn't hit. I mean, everybody's going to get affected by it.
Yeah.
But to what degree? You can save yourself to a certain degree if you...
Well, it's going to get ugly because if you have a collapse like a Russian collapse, this is not new. You know, this stuff has happened over and over again. We've just never seen it here. So you've got people in denial saying it can't happen here. But 4 years ago, would anybody, or 5 years ago, 6 years ago when Obama got elected, would anybody would have thought that we're in the position that we are now?
Right.
That we have a total disregard for the Constitution. We have a total disregard for the rule of law. The senators and the congressmen have zero, what's the word I'm looking for? Cojones? In order, they should be impeaching this guy.
Well, there's a lot of them, yes, that should be impeached up there. That's for sure. And
well, they should impeach Eric Holder. They should impeach Obama. And if we don't like Biden, let's impeach him. We'll impeach him. Impeach everybody.
Impeach him and put him in jail.
Get him in jail
need to go.
Because these guys are criminals. I mean,
yeah.
They are not enforcing the law. Whether it's the border. I mean, we could talk for days on the stuff that they have done. You know, whether it's funding the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria. I mean. You know,
just not following our Constitution.
Aiding and abetting in a wartime.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a declared war. Maybe that's why they don't want to declare war, because you can let all the guys go out of Gitmo so they can go back in the battlefield to kill us. Of course, there's no problem with that, any of that Muslim terrorist thing, because James Taylor went and sang, "You Got a Friend."
No, there's no problem here. Move along, folks. Go to the next exhibit.
You Got a Friend.
But,
okay, I think we got to go to a break.
Yeah, but just before we go to a break, I wanted people. Did you see where Russia cut off the gas, the natural gas
to the Ukraine,
to the Ukraine,
yeah,
and over to London and everything?
Yeah, that's gonna be a problem. Let's talk about that when we come back.
All right, and with that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
First they came for the loggers, and nobody said anything because they weren't a logger. Then they came for the miners, and nobody said anything because they weren't a miner. Now they're here for the truckers, and nobody's saying anything because they're not a trucker. Will there be anybody left when they come for you? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their devastating regulations that destroy Californians' livelihoods. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and get in the fight.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest nights.
Isis.
You just call up my name.
With your black flag.
And you know wherever I am.
Let's lock arms and sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, folks, we had to play it.
Too bad. It's such a great song, too. I love this song.
Yeah, but I'll never listen to this song again.
Not with the same thing.
Yeah, not with the same meaning and feeling behind it. That's for sure. As years ago.
I actually like James Taylor.
Yeah.
But
hey, if John Kerry invites you to France to sing it, are you going to turn him down?
I'm afraid I would.
I have a feeling if John Kerry invites me anywhere, I'm going to turn it down.
Well, you know, I mean, being on stage with Lurch, not a really big part of my life that I would be looking forward to.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, we probably need to do the Addams Family, Bob. They're creepy and they're kooky. No, I mean, it's the Heinz family. I'm sorry. Well, let's see.
Okay, before we went to the break, we were talking about how Russia had cut off the natural gas. You know, that's something that a lot of people don't realize or know. It's certainly not in the mainstream media, but what power and where does that put you? Whole countries are being, you know...
Well, they're using this terrorist stuff for covering up a lot of things that are going on, in my opinion. I'm not saying that there's no problem with terrorism. I'm saying that it's been dominating everything, and behind the scenes, there's some economic stuff going on.
Exactly.
That should be front page news. This comes from Zero Hedge at ZeroHedge.com. This was posted by Tyler Durbin on the 14th. Okay. Russia cuts off Ukraine gas supply to 6 European countries. Now, Vladimir Putin, is it Putin or Putin? Putin? Putin?
Putin.
It's Vladimir Putin. Putin. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat. Vladimir Putin ordered the Russian state energy giant Gazprom to cut supplies to and through Ukraine amid accusations, according to the Daily Mail, that its neighbors has been siphoning off and stealing Russian gas. Gas. Gas.
Gas. Gas. Get it right.
So they're not, 6 countries reported a complete shutoff of Russian gas. The EU, that's the European Union for you guys who don't understand this. Not that I'm being condescending at all, but I'm kind of being a little condescending. The EU raged that the sudden cutoff to some of its member countries was completely unacceptable. Don't they sound like the UN?
Yes.
The fact that they've been cutting off heads in the Middle East is just unacceptable. James, could you sing that one more time? You know,
second verse.
Yeah, second verse is better than the first. It's just absolutely stupidly insane. And this doesn't make front page news.
Now,
you know, so there's not an economic war going on. There's not a race to the base. I mean, why does Switzerland unpeg its dollar from, you know, it's the franc from the euro? Because the race to the base, it was losing. And, you know, right now the U.S. dollar's winning, but it's going to lose in the long term because you can't fool Mother Nature. The markets will win out.
Right. And they're getting set up for that to happen.
Absolutely. So yeah. I think we're about ready to go to the top of the hour. Oh, we've got... There it is. This is the John Kerry theme song. The creepy and the... No, is that going to be on there?
I think it's coming.
John Kerry's theme song right before James Taylor plays it. You got a friend.
They're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky.
The Kerry family.
The house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream.
The Kerry family.
Neat. Sweet.
Casey and Arch, Shasta Redding.
Petite.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Obama will pitch tax increases on the wealthiest Americans in his Tuesday State of the Union address. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Mr. Obama's plan is not viable.
This is a 20th century outdated model the president is following. The notion, first of all, that in order for some people to do better, someone has to do worse, is just not true.
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Freshman Senator Joni Ernst will deliver the Republican response to the president's address. Multi-car pileups and icy conditions on the interstates in the Philadelphia area have left at least three people dead today. State police in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, say two people were killed in a crash involving multiple vehicles in the southbound lanes of Interstate 476. Another pileup involving an estimated 30 to 50 cars killed a third person. Two high-profile experts in foreign policy will appear this week at the first hearing of the year for the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Senator John McCain, the chairman of the committee, says Brent Scowcroft and Zbigniew Brzezinski will appear before the committee on Wednesday. Scowcroft was the national security advisor under Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush. Brzezinski served as national security advisor under President Carter. Senator McCain had originally invited Henry Kissinger to testify at the hearing, but Kissinger canceled after he fractured his shoulder and is still recovering. Kissinger served as national security advisor and secretary of state under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The Secret Service says multiple gunshots were fired from a vehicle near Vice President Joe Biden's home in Delaware last night. The Vice President and his wife were not at home at the time. The Secret Service says the vehicle drove past the home at a high rate of speed and fled the scene. An investigation is underway. This is SRN News.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1515. That's Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1515.
French police have released three of the 12 suspects arrested Friday in an anti-terror sweep following the attacks in Paris by Islamic extremists that killed 17 people and put all of Europe on high alert. The Paris prosecutor says the nine other suspects detained Friday are going to have their interrogations prolonged by at least 48 hours, a step allowed under France's tough anti-terror laws. Police in France, Germany, and Belgium arrested dozens of suspects in recent days as part of an anti-terror sweep sparked by last week's bloody spree in and around Paris, in which two brothers and a friend killed 17 people. Eurostar passenger services have been resumed today in the Channel Tunnel after a smoldering load on a truck triggered an alarm and shutdown services that caused severe disruption for thousands of passengers. Freight services also resumed early today between England and France in the South Tunnel. Spokesman for Eurotunnel says the freight train affected will still have to be moved. This is SRN News. Organizers of the 2016 Olympic Games, which will take place in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, have launched a portal for the public to apply for tickets.
7.5 million tickets will be available for the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games. Half will cost $27 or less. Tickets won't officially go on sale until March, but fans can register online now. Although preparations for the Rio Olympics are running behind schedule and over budget, organizers have assured that all the venues and the infrastructure will be ready and in time for the Games. Andrea Arenas, SRN News, Washington.
Today is Sunday, January 18, the 18th day of 2015. There are 347 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1943, Jewish insurgents in the Warsaw Ghetto launched their initial armed resistance against Nazi troops. This is SRN News.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good second half of Sovereign Mind Radio.
Almost didn't get it out there.
Yeah, I know. I was just talking about when we were kids. It's Captain Video and the Video Rangers. But now we're
Sky King.
Kind of something different. Anyway, back on this Russian thing, before we get to our caller, we got a caller on the line. You know, this is going to be a problem because, you know, this Russian shutting off the gas supply to Europe, you know, beware, you know. You know, when you stop doing that, what happens is when you've got, bear in mind the consequences of cold, pissed off Europeans in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that could be a real problem. Anyway.
But the point to that whole thing was, do you see any of that on the
did that make the
mainstream media, that it's very important thing that's going on behind the scenes?
Nah,
you know?
Let's just sing another chorus of you got a friend.
Okay.
And then Obama, he can give $60 billion out for free community colleges, and that'll solve the problem. Let's just bribe a bunch of more people into indoctrination so they'll think that I'm a great guy while the country falls apart. With that, are you online, Terry?
You got a friend. I love the Kerry family. All I can say is that your program, I think, is the best program on KCNR. I'm just going to say that. You guys are absolutely amazing. You're down to earth. You're telling it like it is. You're covering the local stuff. You're covering the national stuff. You're covering the state stuff. And you're telling the doggone truth with the courage to do it. And I'm just proud to be family. I'm just proud to be friend of yours, Mark and Linda. You guys are amazing.
You.
Great program. Looking forward to the rest of it. This has been so much fun and so enlightening this morning. You know, everybody should be hearing this.
Well, thank you very much, sir. All y'all.
Well, you're welcome very much.
Oh, boy.
You bet.
Sorry. I couldn't help it. It's just, you know.
Now you can sing Blue Hawaii.
That's right. Blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas.
Oh,
blue Christmas. Without you.
All right, you two. Sorry. Great show. Great
All right,
show.
Thanks Terry. A lot. Thanks for calling right. in.
You bet.
All right, thanks. So I think we might have Fred Kelly Grant, our guest, on the line, and we're going to be talking about some coordination things and the court action that's going on and the latest of the Shasta Coordination Committee. And
things that happen at a local level.
Things at a local level. I mean, go figure. And, of course, we're all dead, right?
Yeah.
No, not yet. So,
are you there, Fred?
Fred, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. Kind of tired. We got home at 1:30 this morning, but I feel good about the week.
Good. Good. Well, we knew you that you left here yesterday afternoon and drove all the way to Idaho, so we really appreciate you getting up in the morning here and getting on the radio. We were a little concerned because, you know, we know how long a drive that is.
Well, it was uneventful. That's good because we didn't run into snow and ice until about the last hour or so.
Well, that's good.
Well, good, good. Yeah. So where are we at in coordination, Fred? I mean, what's going on? I know you've got this action going on down here. You know, give us an update and tell us what is happening here.
Okay, the coordination hearing is set for January 30th and 31st in Reading, in the City Hall chambers. The notices of the hearing will go out this week. The issues, of course, will be whether or not CARB has coordinated with the local governments. Right now, we have commitments from officials from Modoc County, Shasta County, and every town in Shasta County to sit on the board. We may well have someone from Siskiyou County. I'm very hopeful that Sheriff Lopi will be able to come down. He said he will if he can clear his schedule. He really has a good background in coordination and in how the lack of coordination affects costs and revenue for the counties and for emergency services. So we're set. I've interviewed witnesses. I'll probably present, I would guess, 15 witnesses to testify as to the lack of coordination, to testify as to the economic harm that's being caused by these filters, and I am going to offer evidence about the fires. I think that the plaintiffs in that case in Glynn County made a good enough case in their summary of the fires to convince me that there's something there, just as they did the judge. So I'm going to offer evidence about that.
Well, and you're coordinating with the city council, I'm assuming, and that would be Gary Cadd would be the one person on there that's instrumental in doing that?
Yes, he's the one that, and he will sit on the board. And the requirement of the statutes is that CARB coordinate with the local governments. Local governments being school districts, you know, any division of local government, and the coordination requirement is that they make every attempt to reach consistency. Well, there isn't any local government in Northern California that I've found that has a policy of putting independent truckers out of business.
What's the code section on that? I always think it's like 1714 U.S. code. What is that gives the...
I've done it so often that I think it's 43. It's either 43 U.S. code 1712, 1714, okay, or it's 42 U.S. code 1712 to 1714.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I went to look it up the other day, and I knew I was in the 1700s, and I couldn't remember where it was at, so I appreciate that. And anybody that wants to look that up, they might want to do a little homework if they have any legal background, that it is a coordination is required. They shall coordinate is what it says. It doesn't say that they may coordinate or they might coordinate. It says they shall coordinate is my understanding.
That's exactly right. And now that section, it's kind of there's a lengthy link. I'm going to send you folks a copy of the brief that I served on the chief of the Forest Service, Tom Tidwell, several years ago, the one that caused the forests in California to reopen their travel management plans.
Right.
I'll send you a copy of that brief, which goes through the links from 1712 to 1714 through the other statutes that make it applicable. And CARB has taken the position that it doesn't apply to them because they're not a federal agency and they're not in a federal action. Well, yes, they are. The Code of Federal Regulations issued by the Council on Environmental Quality, which is in the White House, they were the council that was set up to oversee the National Environmental Protection Agency. and our policy act, I'm sorry. And it's that that brings CARB into the flow of the requirement of coordination.
Well, now they're kind of a rogue agency. They're not a government agency. They're a non-government agency, but they're appointed by the governor. We know that. But these guys have been kind of running roughshod over everything in California. Why would this stop them? You know, because if these guys are just, you know, doing whatever they want and there's no accountability, why would coordination stop them?
Well, our hope is this. The cases that have gotten to court where the agency has not coordinated, the court sets aside their action and makes them start over. And it's happened to some pretty powerful agencies. For example, the EPA runs roughshod over the rest of the nation. EPA has now offered the other 49 states the alternative. They can operate under the EPA standards or they can operate under California's. California is the stalking horse for the EPA. If this regulation withstands all attacks, EPA will sweep it nationwide. Now, we have beaten EPA through coordination with the Trans-Texas Corridor because they were the overseeing agency there. And what the hope is, and I always go into these things with not expecting to make them agree, but expecting to slow them down enough that we can get prepared with the correct court decision and get into court and stop them. What happened, for example, in Texas is that four little towns down there coordinated or invoked coordination along with their school districts. We were able to hold up the Texas Department of Transportation, which was equally as strong as CARB. They have a budget the size of Southwest Airlines. And we held them and the EPA up for 27 months in their implementation, and then the Federal Highway Administration told them these towns are going to beat you on the procedure that you haven't coordinated. You might as well withdraw the program, and they did. So that's our hope. Everywhere we've won, it's been a matter of slowing them down until we can find the way to actually stop them.
Well, you know, it'd be nice. Why isn't our sheriff here on board with this and involved in this, I wonder? Because,
Seriously, I haven't asked him. I haven't had the opportunity to ask him. I intend to. I know I have a very long-term relationship with Sheriff Lopey. I helped them start their constitutional sheriff's group up in Northern California. He caught on to it very nicely. He used coordination. He told the Forest Service, you will not close a road or a trail in the forest in Siskiyou County unless I say it's safe. And they backed away and listened to that.
So I called him,
but I will contact your sheriff this week.
Yeah, that'd be good because we need to get him involved in the fight. I think Basanko's a great guy, but I also think that there's a little bit of tainting by the federal money, you know, on the drug war that, you know, you don't acquiesce in certain areas. They pull your funding on the other things is my understanding. Now, I know that he's said that that's not true, but, I mean, it's got to be a little bit of an effect when you're getting all this federal money for this drug stuff to maybe just not step on the toes of the federal government entirely.
Well, it is. It does sound risky, but it isn't really because the guidelines for those funds make it clear that they can't be cut off because of any constitutional action by the local government. And this is certainly a constitutional action, because it's based on statutes passed pursuant to the Constitution, and so they're the supreme law of the land.
I see. That's good to know, because then, you know, our hopes would be that he would actually join the fight and maybe stop some of this federal overreach and the state overreach into our counties at some point.
So, well, I hope so, because the sheriff really is And the sheriff has the coordination power with or without county commissioners or county supervisors, rather.
Now, does that just take one person on any one of these bodies? Or is, you know, I know it says that coordination can occur with any elected official. Is that they don't have to be the body as a whole, whether it's the Board of Supervisors or the city council? Just one of the city councilmen or one of the Board of Supervisors can invoke it?
You know, I've never tried that. I always want the commitment from the city or the county. We got that from Reading. The city council voted to coordinate. What I use, the way I've operated is that an individual elected official such as the sheriff, the assessor, the treasurer, any one of those could do it. But when it's a legislative executive body, for my own sake, from the standpoint of knowing that I've got a commitment and I'm not going to go out there and spend hundreds of hours and then find them back away, I ask that if it's a county or a city, I ask that the governing board, by a majority at least, approve it. Well, Reading did that. They did invoke coordination over CARB, and so now we're adding other local governments to it, but they did do it as a city council.
Well, that's chalk one up for Reading City Council.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And with that, Fred, we're going to have to go to a break, but when we come back from the break, we have a caller on the line that has a question or comment for you. So if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, home of the Fire Media.
Experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I know.
Yeah, missed it.
Oops.
That's our life lately, isn't
that,
it?
That says a lot about the government. I think it's crazy at this point.
I think everything's crazy at this point that we deal with.
Everything's crazy.
Yeah? Because they're in every aspect of our lives.
It's true. Every aspect of our lives. You know, I'm looking at... right now, I'm looking at Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution, you know, and I think everybody should read that. That should be everybody's homework for this week. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution. And it talks about treaties, alliances, confederation, nothing but gold and silver coin is tender in payment of debts, passing any bills of attainder, ex post facto law of impairing the obligation of a contract or granting title of nobility. Well, I'll tell you what, that is one mouthful. Everybody should understand Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution.
And with that, I believe we have Kay on the line. Good morning, Kay. Are you there?
Hi, Linda and Mark.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good program.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to ask Fred about coordination.
Sure.
And I was wondering, is there any way that the corrections can come under coordination?
Corrections? What do you mean? The Department of Corrections?
Letting the way the state's working with, you know, well, we don't have any money, so here, counties, you have to take these.
You mean accountability of their money?
No, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the release of the prisoners.
Oh, you're talking about AB 109. Is there any?
Right.
Can coordination have any effect on AB 109 and the release of the prisoners? I don't know. What do you think, Fred?
Or does it not because it was passed by the legislature?
Well, if the fact that something's passed by the legislature doesn't mean that coordination isn't effective. Because quite often what we're operating against has been passed by some legislature. Mm-hmm. For example, and I'll just give a quick example so not take much time, but with livestock grazing, there's a statute that governs livestock grazing, and yet it's subject to coordination. Now, if you're talking, and I'm not sure what the proposition is that you're talking about or the bill, but if you're talking about money for corrections, yes, that is something that the county can invoke coordination with the state in saying, look, if you're putting these burdens on us, you have to pay for them. If it has to do with sentencings and releases that have been imposed by judges, probably not.
But
and
the,
I don't
the,
know what that the, what that bill or what that proposition is
the,
that you're talking about.
The bill
about.
Says that they can go through and review them and release them. And they releasing people who
are... That under the California Constitution and under the California statutes, that would be something that would be very difficult for the counties to invoke coordination. Although, I can foresee a place where it would be, let's say that California decided that Shasta County was going to get everybody that got released out of the penitentiary. That would be subject to coordination.
Well,
that's interesting.
People who came from the counties, that they're supposed to go back to the counties when they release them early. I don't know who could do it, but it would be wonderful if somebody could look into it and see if there's any way around that. Because it is really
there often
a
are,
problem right now.
You just never know until you take a fact situation and start to look at it.
Right.
I have never yet told anybody that coordination would not work mm-hmm. without looking at it. Because, quite frankly, when I started off 20 years ago, I thought it was probably limited to livestock grazing.
Mm-hmm.
And look where it's gone.
Didn't you write a book
when you start looking at state statutes and other federal statutes, mm-hmm. that word coordinate is there. And frankly, even if you don't use the definition of coordination that Congress gave, you can use the definition that the California Appellate Court gave in Native Plant Society mm-hmm. versus the city of Rancho Cordova.
Mm-hmm.
Coordination means more than cooperation. It means more than just talking.
Well, I wish somebody could look into it just to, you know, because it's right now it's a it's the biggest thing, biggest problem that we have, because we're having problems with the these people, you know, being reoffending, and you know, and people, you know, it's not as safe here as it used to be. And
well, it is a big problem, and it's a problem that came about in many states because there wasn't enough foresight on the part of people writing sentencing laws,
mm-hmm.
to see what was going to happen.
Well, you know, a lot of the people that at least sponsor the laws have no clues how they're going to impact the people.
No, that's right. The unintended consequences of statutes are just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I was guilty of that in Baltimore. I decided one night as chief of the organized crime division that we were going to run a series of raids, and we were going to take, and we knew we would get just lowly offenders, but I wanted to bring them all in, put them in jail, so that we could start getting information from them.
Mm-hmm.
We arrested on the streets of Baltimore that night 250 people.
Wow.
What I didn't foresee is that the warden of the city jail was going to have one devil of a problem at 10:30 at night getting 250 people in. So
right.
I learned a little that night about looking ahead to see what the consequences are going to be.
You didn't have your reservations in.
That's right. That's right. The warden
was
not happy with
me. Well, keep up the good work, and if you could get somebody to look into this, I think it might help out. You know, there might be some little loophole that we could go through.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Kay. We appreciate
Bye-bye.
That.
All right, thanks. We've got Sally in the chat room. You know, she wants to know about the water board meeting this past week. Can that be coordinated? She's evidently interested in that and dealing with that bureaucracy. What do you think, Fred?
No, definitely. Anything related to water and its impact on the citizens of a county is subject to coordination. In California, for example, I looked at the California statutes years ago when I was doing a resolution for Del Norte County and for Tuolumne County, which were two of the first counties to invoke coordination. And the California statutes with regard to water and with regard to planning for the use of water definitely use the word coordinate with local governments.
Well, listen, Fred, you're cloning yourself, aren't you, Fred?
Well, I'm trying to. In Baltimore now, we have the Battle of the Chesapeake Bay where the EPA and the National Fisheries are trying to stop crabbing and oystering, which have gone on since 1620. And I gave a workshop back there for the counties, and three lawyers from a law firm came, and they came admittedly to try to find what was wrong with my theory and why it wouldn't work. And they ended up joining with me, and they're doing a fine job back there.
Very good.
They go just so far, and then when they don't feel comfortable about the level, I go help them. So I'm going to have three lawyers who understand this totally when we're finished with that.
Very good, very good. Where did this law come from, Fred? I mean, this goes back to like 64 or something somewhere?
Are you talking about the California statute?
No, I'm talking about the coordination statute itself.
The first use of coordination by the Congress was in 1969. In the National Environmental Policy Act, this act was passed, and I keep reminding people that all of these environmental statutes, including the Endangered Species Act, were passed during the Nixon administration. The word coordinate was put into the National Environmental Policy Act. Then when they decided that they were going to keep the western lands, it had always been the policy of the United States that they were going to sell the western lands. That was a policy clear through the 30s when the Taylor Grazing Act was passed. When they decided during the Nixon administration to hold on to them, they then passed the Federal Land Policy Management Act to set up the plan for how they would manage the lands. And that's when Senator Hatfield put in the language defining coordination. And he did it because he could see that local governments were going to get run over by the federal government. And in fact, when his amendment was up for in committee, the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management specifically went up, testified against it, and they said Senator, this is going to make our job much harder. And his response was, it ought to. That's what it's intended to do.
Yeah, that's good.
He could see that, you know, the counties for their ad valorem tax and so on are so dependent on their resources that he could see that with this major new federal policy, they were going to get run all over. And so he put that amendment in, and it got passed.
Well, there's some people that had the vision to see what was coming down the pipe that were actual patriots and try to slow the train down or give us some tools at some point that we would discover, hopefully, that would actually start counteracting this. And, you know, that's why, you know, you're seeing the rise in the Tea Party, unlike someone in the Record Searchlight who tried to say that the Tea Party was all started on economics. No, it was really started about liberty and initiated with Obama. Care and it hasn't slowed down since then. We're just coming to the point where it's coming to a head on all this stuff. So Nixon wasn't a completely a bad guy in his administration then.
Well, no, one of the things that, and I've always believed this, that one of the reasons that they decided at that time was that this is when he sent Kissinger to China to make the first overtures. And it came out of a secret trip. Kissinger went to Africa, and the press was all there, and he slipped out at night, and the press didn't ever know he was gone. He went to China. This finally came out in his book. He went to China, and he made the first overtures for trade and for debt. And I've always believed, and I've kind of developed a line of circumstances that make me believe, that it was at that time that it was agreed that as collateral, there's all these public lands. If we couldn't pay their debt back, we had the public lands, we had the minerals, we had the water as collateral.
Wow, interesting. You know, I'm just looking at an article in the Lantern here. U.S. and China team up to launch global tax system under FATCA. You know, yeah. It's unbelievable. You know, you think that, you know, these sworn enemies of different economic systems are, you know, coordinating and, well, not coordinating, but cooperating in a lot of different areas of legislation and government. And when you see that kind of stuff, it does make you pause and wonder what the heck is going on.
No, that's right, and it. Well, sometime we'll get into that discussion. I would love to discuss it with you, and all of the steps that lead to the conclusion that I have that China still looks at these lands and the resources as their collateral.
I agree with that. Yeah, we got to go to a break here, and then I want to come back and I want to talk about. Are you aware of the Supreme Court that let stand the Delta smelt protection and dealing the blow to farmers was in the Sacramento or the Fresno Bee yesterday or on the 12th? So I kind of want to get your take on that if we can.
Okay, if you want to call in and have a question or comment for Fred, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
I used to deliver groceries to your local store, but now I have clean air. I used to have a job, but now I have clean air. I used to have a home, but now I have clean air. I used to have a family and a bank account, but now I have clean air. All thanks to the California Air Resources Board. I don't have to worry about any of those things, and I have all the clean air I can breathe. Thanks, CARB. If this sounds as ridiculous to you as it does to us, join the Stand and Fight Club at StandandFightClubInc.com and get in the fight now.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Mark Baird, the leader of the State of Jefferson Movement. Find out why six counties have requested separation from the state of California and more on the way. How is the state of Jefferson going to live? How is it going to exist? Find out all of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Tens of thousands of Californians in the unemployment line. Millions of dollars extorted out of your pocket. All to pay Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband to build a high-speed rail to nowhere. Are you tired of your government lying to you so that they can steal your children's future? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their lies in its tracks. Go to standandfightclubinc.com and get into the fight now.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!" I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change."
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
67. I know it was to Louisville and Atlanta.
We're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore."
Yes. Boy.
Us dead people are as mad as hell.
We're doomed. We're doomed. We got to get that Dr. Smith clip. We'll try for that next week. You know, we got Hochstetter last week. Who is this man? But, you know, we like to have a little fun here while we're at this because, you know.
There's so many serious topics that we deal with on a daily basis and in our daily lives.
Absolutely. With that said, I was talking to Fred here about the Fresno Bee article that was on January 12th. Supreme Court lets stand Delta smelt protection dealing blow to farmers. I mean, how much more can the farmers take down there in the San Joaquin Valley? Evidently, the Supreme Court.
Valley.
What was that?
Valley.
The what was it?
I don't know what you said, but it wasn't Valley.
The San Joaquin Valley.
Valley.
There's one in every crowd.
a sister?
Yeah, there's a sister. Yeah, I long for
could
the old.
Could be a twisted sister at that.
I long for the old days when you could smack her and when mom and dad weren't looking and she couldn't do a thing about it.
I tell my sister that I long for those days too.
Are you aware of that Supreme Court decision, Fred, at all?
Yes. I haven't read the decision, but I read the article, and I've expected it for some time. The problem is that when these cases go up substantively on the science, the courts have a tendency to, well, not a tendency, they have a precedent. For 100 years, the precedent has been that they give great deference to the decisions made by the agencies that are put in charge of these programs. Now, that's the beauty, in my mind, of coordination. had these folks in those counties there coordinated with regard to the smelt, I have no doubt that Fish and Wildlife and all the agencies involved would either have failed to coordinate, or they would have had to come to some consistency that allowed the farmers to keep farming and keep getting water.
Well, it sounds to
me... And if they didn't coordinate, that means that it's either black and white, and the court doesn't have to get into the science.
Right.
All they have to do is say, yes, they did, or no, they didn't.
Well, it seems to me like that would then, the precedents and the case law wouldn't matter if you invoked coordination on this. And you could actually go back and revisit this at some point and invoke coordination, because I don't think the case was about that at all. I think it says the high court's decision not to hear the high-profile California water case. So they went with I guess it's a district court's decision, or
that's right. And no, and it's not too late for them to use coordination.
That was going to be one of my
questions.
It's
never too late, really. Up in Del Norte County, there was a state park that had been closed, and they asked me up there, "Can you apply coordination retroactively?" And I said, "We don't even talk about retroactivity. Coordination has to do with what's happening to you today."
Right. So
it doesn't matter when it started. What's happening today?
Is there any way that you think that you couldn't coordinate under that circumstances if it was used before and it was ruled against or something like that? Or is it just always about what's going on currently?
No. Up there, we got that state park reopened. In Idaho, there was a case decision that came down against the ranchers, but Owyhee County kept right on coordinating, and the ranchers in Owyhee County saved themselves against that court decision.
Wow.
Nice.
So it's coordination is not affected by what the court does.
Well, what you're telling me is that coordination is a very powerful tool when utilized properly and implemented with proper guidance and proper background in the law.
It certainly is. And when I started off, you've heard me say, I think, that when I started off, I told the ranchers out there in Owyhee County, I can muck the system up for a couple of years with this, but it won't work forever. Well, I didn't realize how powerful it was. I had, it's come to me over the 20 years where we've made it work time after time. We had 108 victories in Owyhee County.
Nice. And Fred, this isn't just limited to certain agencies, correct?
No, all agencies.
Wow.
Every federal agency, including the Homeland Security. There are some sheriffs in the country who have used coordination to get money out of Homeland Security, where the money was going to big counties, and there were some small counties with problems along the border. They used coordination to get some of that money away from where it was being given off to the big counties, to the populous counties.
You know, now a lot of people are afraid of the judges and their line of thinking these days because it seems like they have been ruling against the Constitution. And, you know, you look at the Chief Justice Roberts' decision on Obamacare, it's frightening because, you know, if you're leaving it in the hands of a judge, is there any, you know, why wouldn't they not coordinate? Or is there any way for them not to use coordination without completely circumventing the law, I guess would be my question.
There is no way that they can.
We lost you there for
Hello?
A second. Yeah, go ahead, Fred. Say that again.
There is no way that they can refuse to coordinate. There's no way around it. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
One
of the reasons is that the Council on Environmental Quality has put in its regulations such stringent coordination requirements. That any time NEPA is applicable, and it's applicable in virtually all of these resource cases, there's no way around it. And, in fact, most of the agencies now have, in their own rules, they have coordination built in. What they count on is that local governments don't know it, and they count on then being able to go in and, you know, kind of schmooze their way through it. And when they go in with a county that or a city or a town that is prepared and knows what their authority is, there's no way around it.
Wow.
Before, you know, we're running down the hour, but before we get down there, I want you to let people know, how can they donate? How can they help? How can they get a hold of you and get this information?
Well, I would ask them to go to our website, stopstandandfightclubinc.com. I'd ask them to become members, and there they can contribute to help us, you know, keep these teams working. They can contact me through messages there or comments. My email address, and I don't restrict this at all, is fkellygrant@gmail.com. And frankly, that's the best way to get me rather than by phone, because the telephone is, when I'm traveling, it's spotty, and when I'm not traveling, it's on all the time, busy.
Now, why would I donate to you, Fred, and where does the money go? I mean, for people who are out there going, oh, you know, gee, I'm not sure I want to send any money to this, what is the goal here that we're trying to accomplish through this coordination?
The money actually goes for each of the fights. Right now, everything that comes in is going into the battle against CARB. And the goal is to use coordination to stop these agencies, to slow them down, until we can finally get some oversight from Congress that starts to pull them back in. They all have exceeded the powers that were given to them by Congress.
Well,
our hope out of the CARB fight is that we will come up with findings sufficient to convince the appropriations committees to restrict EPA funds, to restrict those funds so that none of them go to CARB to help them implement these rules, and that none of them are used by EPA to implement these rules, because they all are based upon lies. They're based upon unsound science. There's nothing in science that supports them.
In other words, you know, this whole idea of saving the environment is basically a sham in order to get control of the people in the industry, the trucking, you name it, you know, because the government has a tendency historically and currently to want everybody dependent on them for everything and every. What people don't understand is that if you give this much power to the government over your life, at some point in time, you won't have a life. They will be in, and, you know, you look around out there, is anybody seeing there's problems with the government? They're in our lives on everything, and that's is economically affecting the prosperity of everyone. You know, look at the truckers. You know, they won't even come into California anymore, a bunch of them, because they're just done with it. You know, they can't comply with the law. So we need to stop this overreach, and if it was saving the Delta smelter, if it was saving the air quality, it'd be one thing. But it's not even doing that. It's just a takeover of our industry.
Well, look at the spotted owl, and how now they are kind of openly admitting that it was a mistake. Look at the sucker fish that they used to stop the irrigation water in the Klamath Basin. The professor that said that the sucker fish needed deep water to survive, after those farmers were out of business up there, he said, oops, I made a mistake. They need shallow water.
Well,
now, so it's not about the species, it's about control. You're absolutely right. It's about control of land and water, and when you control land and water, you control the people.
I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Something people can do at the local level, no matter what size the community is, from what Fred is saying, and this gives, you know, a lot of people hope.
Well, and
if you get plugged in on this.
If you're out there wondering what you can do, here is something you can do. It doesn't matter whether it's a buck, $5, $10, you know, a couple of $1,000. It doesn't really matter. This is something that can get you into the battle to help the people that are trying to win this issue for America, for us, for the people, so that we can, you know.
This is where we can start building our foundation, right now, from here, and go forward. Up to the big time.
You don't save the environment and at the sacrificial altar of all the people and their families.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and it'd be one thing if it was even saving the environment, but it's not saving the environment. We're just sort of sacrificing our economic.
We're sacrificing ourselves to the government is all we're doing.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's on the altar of greed and corruption.
Yeah.
And you're right about not mattering about the size. Those little towns in Texas had a total population of 6,000. And they were fighting one of the most powerful agencies and governors that I'd ever run across, and they won.
Well, there
nice,
you have it.
Yeah. So with that, I think we need to go to a break again. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
First they came for the loggers. And nobody said anything because they weren't a logger. Then they came for the miners, and nobody said anything because they weren't a miner. Now they're here for the truckers, and nobody's saying anything because they're not a trucker. Will there be anybody left when they come for you? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their devastating regulations that destroy Californians' livelihoods. Go to standandfightclubinc.com now and get in the fight.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, Linda and I welcome Mark Baird, the leader of the State of Jefferson movement. Find out why 6 counties have requested separation from the state of California and more on the way. How is the state of Jefferson going to live? How is it going to exist? Find out all of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news?
Let me ask you this. Having lots of fun?
Yeah, good old Dr. Smith, Bob.
Set to music,
or yeah. We're
what
doing...
passes for music?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure I would qualify that as music. If somebody has the address to the place to donate for the Stand and Fight Club, Inc., in Anderson, do we have that?
Oh,
maybe we can get somebody to type that in, because I'm looking on the website and I don't want to spend too much time looking for it. So maybe somebody can get it to us before the end of the show, which we're running out of time here, approaching
that's
the top of the hour.
Exactly.
So we'll try to get that out. If you can't find it, then I would suggest that you get a hold of go on the Stand and Fight Club Inc. and contact them or call them. I'm sure that there's a phone number there somewheres, and they'll give you an address if we can't get it before the end of the show.
I did have it. And I'm looking. Hopefully, I can pull it up here.
Well, it's time. It's time to get involved. You know, I mean, if not us, okay, we got
okay,
it. Okay, right,
what is the address? Is Stand and Fight, 4000 Beacon Drive, Anderson, 96007.
This is
there
a,
you go.
Very good. Thanks, Fred. You know, this is another reason to have the state of Jefferson, whether people want to, you know, get involved. I mean, the state of Jefferson is about representation and liberty, and people got to wake up and start getting involved. This is a numbers game. We only have 2 minutes left, Fred. Give us, if you got anything to say that we need to get out there, now's the time to do it.
Well, first of all, I like that message about the loggers and the truckers. It's a factual message. We got to stand together. We can't wait because it's affecting somebody else. This entire regulatory system of CARB is based on a lie, a big lie, and there is no sound science for it. The hearing to show that is January 30th and 31st in the City of Reading City Council Chambers. It is a public meeting. There will be witnesses who prove all of these things that I've outlined today, and I would just ask people to contribute so that we've got enough funds that we can keep this fight going.
What time is that, Fred? At 9 a.m.?
At 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 30th and 31st.
Okay, right, folks, there's your chance to go down there and hear it and get involved.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's one of those things. There's not a whole lot of choice but to get involved. And so get up off the couch out there and start prying your butts off of that seat and get involved. You know, this is about freedom. This is about liberty. This is about
and
doing the right thing.
Something you said earlier is true. Community by community, we can do this.
Absolutely.
That's right. And thank you so much for being on, and we'll have you back probably after the 31st to give us an update.
Remember.
That'll be great. I always enjoy being with you.
All right. Thanks,
Fred. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this has been KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
All right, thank you, Mark and Linda, and All In is next on KCNR Shasta Reading.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Secret Service and police from Delaware's New Castle County are investigating reports of multiple gunshots fired near Vice President Joe Biden's Wilmington home last night. Officials say the Vice President and his wife were not actually at home at the time of the shooting. The shots were fired from a road outside the home's secure perimeter. Three people are dead in icy crashes on the highways around Philadelphia today.
Chain reaction type crashes that occurred. The incident on the westbound Interstate 76 involves upwards of 30 vehicles.
Gene Blom is with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. Some of the interstates had to be closed down for a time. Freezing rain is to blame. The Senate continues its debate this week on the bill to complete the Keystone XL pipeline.
The Senate has cleared two procedural hurdles and is now focusing on amendments to the bill. The head of the Senate Energy Committee, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, is